On today's show, sales of heavy trucks are screaming ahead, and we'll tell you why that's good for car sales. We'll also tell you how automakers could free up billions of dollars in capital, and race car driver Alex Zanardi makes a remarkable comeback. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Sales of medium and heavy-duty trucks in the U.S. are soaring like we've never seen before. Medium-duty, Class 4 through 7 trucks, shot up 20% in July. Class 8 semi-trucks posted a whopping 40% gain. Overall, the big truck segment was up 30% in July. And through the first 7 months of the year, sales are up 18%. And this bodes well for passenger vehicles. Big trucks are a leading indicator for car sales and the overall economy. And before this year started, analysts expected car sales to drop. Instead, they're up. And sales of big trucks not only predicted that increase, they suggest the good times will continue to roll. Chevrolet believes it can boost pickup sales with its completely redesigned Silverado. The outgoing model was offered in 5 different trim levels, but the new one offers 8. 2 of the new trim levels were added to the bottom of the lineup and 1 at the top. Chevy believes that by adding more trim levels, it will attract more buyers by offering them greater choices of prices and content. Will that be enough to catch the Ford F-150? Probably not, but it could close the gap. And don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours tomorrow. We'll be talking about all the changes going on with auto shows with Craig Ehrlich from the exhibition company George P. Johnson. So join John and Gary for some of the best insights into what's going on in the automotive industry. Alex Zanardi had a horrific crash in an Indy race 17 years ago, and now he's making an amazing comeback. We'll tell you about that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
After a terrible crash in IndyCar in 2001, Alex Zanardi had his legs amputated. But that didn't stop him from getting back behind the wheel, and now he's training to race for the first time without using his prosthetic legs. The BMW M4 DTM car he hopes to race in Italy has a number of unique modifications. Instead of an artificial leg permanently attached to the brake pedal, Zanardi will use a handbrake mounted in the center console area. The handbrake also has an extra shifting paddle, so he can brake and downshift at the same time. A centrifugal clutch doesn't require an extra hand to operate a clutch lever, and to accelerate, he just has to pull on a ring mounted behind the steering wheel. And Zanardi has just one more test to pass before he can compete. All drivers have to prove they can get out of their car on their own in just a few seconds to ensure that no one has to wait for outside assistance if a fire breaks out. Zanardi has shown he can do it in about 4.5 seconds, which is well under the required time. And Zanardi says not having to swing his legs around actually helps him get out faster. In other racing news, Infiniti will be showing off a new electrified performance concept car at this year's Pebble Beach Concours. It unveiled the really cool 40s-inspired Prototype 9 last year, and this new concept will provide clues to where the Infiniti brand is heading. The company says for it, electrification means performance. And to demonstrate the prowess Japan brings to the industry, Infiniti is helping to launch the first ever Japanese Automotive Invitational at Pebble Beach. On display will be vintage Japanese vehicles, like a 1964 Datsun 1500 Roadster, a 1966 Toyota 2000 GT, 1970 Mazda Cosmo Sport, and a 1994 Infiniti J30, which are all said to exemplify Japanese innovation, design, and performance. Events at Pebble Beach start on August 21st. Say, if you own a classic Jaguar or Land Rover in the U.S. and you need your vehicle restored, you're in luck. JLR just announced it's opening a restoration, sales, and servicing center in Savannah, Georgia next summer. Owners of Jag or Land Rover vehicles that have been out of production for 10 years or more can get everything from a vehicle checkup to a full restoration at the new facility. It's the first one outside of Europe and will employ 75 skilled employees. Automakers need billions of dollars in capital to invest in new products, electrification, autonomy, and mobility services. And coming up next, John will be here to explain how they could get that money without borrowing a dime.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Sergio Marchionne, the former CEO of Fiat Chrysler, is no longer with us, but one of his ideas will live on. In his famous essay, Confessions of a Capital Junkie, Marchionne declared, "Too many automakers are duplicating what the others are doing. Some of the duplication in this industry is downright crazy. General Motors makes 2-liter four-cylinder engines. Ford makes 2-liter engines. FCA makes 2-liter engines. I'm absolutely positive none of their customers could tell the difference between those engines. The specifications are so similar. The same goes for the different 6-speed and 8-speed automatic transmissions they make. Most owners cannot tell you what the displacement of their engine is or how many gears are in their transmission. Most don't care. Just like they don't care who the supplier of the steel was, who made the headlamps, or who makes the seats. All they want is a good-looking, comfortable car that drives well, is efficient, and reliable. Engines and transmissions are extremely capital-intensive. They take years to design and need a huge amount of tooling. GM, Ford, and FCA spend billions of dollars every year duplicating what the other's doing. By spinning off their powertrain operations and merging them into a new company, they could free up billions in capital. Right now, the car market's going great. No one's talking of merging their powertrain operations. But this is a cyclical industry. And when the next downturn hits, Confessions of a Capital Junkie will provide the inspiration for what needs to be done. Anyway, that's how I see it. And as always, we welcome your feedback in the comment section. And with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.